读到第十节。
And today we shall read from Romans chapter 11 verses 1 to 10。
罗马书十一章第一节说：“我且说神弃绝他的百姓了吗？断乎没有，因为我也是以色列人，亚伯拉罕的后裔，属便雅悯支派的。神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓。你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚是怎么说的呢？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人说：主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。神的回答回话是怎么说的呢？他说：我为自己留下七千人，是未向未曾向巴利取气，如今也是这样，照做拣选的恩典，还有所留的遗数。既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典。这是怎么样呢？以色列人所求的他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的就成了顽梗固化的。如经上所记，神给他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见，直到今日。大卫也说，愿他们的筵席变为网罗，变为基建，变为绊脚石，做他们的报应。愿他们的眼睛蒙昏蒙，不得看见。愿你时常弯下他们的腰。
Romans 11 verse 1. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people who he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he appeals to God against Israel. Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So, too, at the present time there is a remnant, chosen by grace. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it, but the rest were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that would not see and ears that would not hear, down to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they cannot see and bend their backs forever.
今天我要思想的问题就是，神有弃绝以色列吗？
The question we want to think about today is, has God rejected Israel?
今天我们常常碰到一个问题，就是整个世界都围绕着中东的问题来团团转。
And today we find that the whole world is revolving around the problems of the Middle East.
所以我们要知道到底神有没有弃绝以色列。
And we want to know, has God actually rejected Israel?
但是这个问题的根源呢，其实跟神的话语、神的信实有直接的关系。
And this actually is closely related to God's word and God's faithfulness.
所以今天我们要在思想神怎么样看以色列，以色列有没有将来，有没有前途呢？这个跟我们对神话语的信靠有直接的联系。
And as we look at whether God has rejected Israel, it really is closely related to our faith and trust in God's word.
所以我们今天要看的就是十一节十一章第一节说，神弃绝他的百姓吗？断乎没有。
And in today's passage, chapter 11, verse 1, I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means.
因为神曾经应许他们要给他们保留他们，要他们有这个永远的家、永远的地，还有永远的福气。
Because God has promised to them once upon a time that He will give them a land forever and a blessing forever and a place or home forever.
如果神 实言，就是神改变他的信实，改变他的出口出尔反尔的话，不再施行他的应许的话呢，我们就有祸了，因为我们不能够信靠神所讲的话。
If God has been made to eat his words and he has changed his promises, then we are in trouble because that means we cannot trust God for his promises anymore.
所以首先呢，让我们来复习一下神告圣经里面告诉我们神的话是安定在天直到永远，诗篇119:89.
But let's look at God's word again. In Psalm 119:89, it says that God's word is firmly fixed in the heavens.
而且呢，主耶稣也这么讲说，这个天地要废去，律法的一点一画都不能废去，都要成全。
And Jesus himself said that until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass away from the law.
先知以赛亚40:8也是这么说，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们神的话永远立定。
And Isaiah 48 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
当然主耶稣也是这么讲说，天地要废去，他说我的话却不能废弃。
And of course, Jesus himself said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
这些很重要，因为我们要大家读圣经，因为知道神的应许，能够抓住应许，我们就可以度过我们今天，可以有信心度过我们今天的难关。
This is very important because we have been encouraged everyone to read God's word because we want to have faith in God's word which will help us pass the get through today's troubles.
今天呢，为什么要信耶稣呢？因为神的话告诉我们可以信，我们可以信，因为神的话是这么说的。
And why can we believe in Jesus? That is because the word of God says so that we can trust in Jesus.
箴言30:5说，神的话是句句都是炼净的，或者是准确的，投靠他的便他便做他们的盾牌。
Proverbs 35 says, every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him.
希伯来书6:18说，神绝对不能说谎。
And Hebrews 6:18, it is impossible for God to lie.
约翰17:17说，主的道就是真的，就是真理。
And John 17:17 says, God's word is truth.
所以我们要很清楚，要很有把握，因为圣经对我们这么宝贝，这么珍贵，因为神的话不会改变。
So we want to be very sure and we want to have confidence that the Bible is precious to us because it is never changing.
这个是以赛亚书55:11，他主自己说：“我口所出的话必如此，绝不突然返回，必要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去的成就的事上，必要亨通。”
And Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth; it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
先知自己说，先知说，神通过先知说，他说我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未来的事，我所筹算的必立定，把我所喜悦的必成就。
And God spoke through the prophet Isaiah, declaring that he declares the end from the beginning and from ancient times things not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand.And I will accomplish all my purpose.
所以你会看到吗？神的话语不能够轻易的来处理，而且用神的话讲的呢，一定要实现。如果不能实现呢，先知如果没有先知的话不能实现，要用石头打死的。
So we need to understand that we cannot mishandle the word of God. And if there was a prophet who spoke in the name of God, but it did not come to pass, the prophet had to be stoned.
所以我们看到神话语是非常宝贝，非常重要。我们要持守，要坚守，要抓住神的话。
So we see that the word of God is very precious and it is true and we need to hold fast to it.
所以我们回来看罗马书的时候呢，我们来看以色列到底有没有前途呢？那个跟神的话有直接的关系。
And so when we come to the book of Romans and we are looking at whether Israel still has a future or not, it is closely related to the word of God.
让我们做一个复习，因为过去我们有这个特会，所以我们这一次再做一个简单的复习，我们在罗马书是为什么会来到11章。
Let's do a quick revision on the book of Romans because we took a break due to the conference.
因为罗马书第8:28那边讲到说， 这个保罗说，我晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。凡神所预知的人呢，他就预下预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他在许多儿子中做长子。他预先所定下来的人，他就招他们，所招来就称他为义，所称义的必叫他们得荣耀。
And we recall that Romans 8:28 says, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. Those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
所以当他讲到说我们的宝救恩是那么这么宝贝，神预定神约选召我们，这样我们就能够很有把握。他在这个31节他们就讲到，谁能抵挡我们呢？谁能控告神所拣选的人？谁能定他们的罪呢？谁能以基督与他们分别呢？
And so being sure of the promise of God in 8:28,Paul then continues to write in verse 31, who then can be against us, and who can bring any charge against God's elect? Who is to condemn, and who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
答案是没有人。
And of course, the answer is no one.
神所拣选的，他必定拣选到底，他必然拯救到底。所以这个基督徒呢，当基督徒是神所拣选，是神所拯救的呢，必然对救恩有十分的把握。
And those whom God has saved, he will save to the very end. And those whom God has elected, who should have confidence in their salvation.
所以在这边我们看到神这个拣选的计划或者拣选的次序，他预知他就预先定下来，就呼召他，呼召完他就称他为义，然后呢，他将来要使他得荣耀。
And so here we see the plan of salvation where God foreknew, he predestined, he calls, he justifies, and he is going to glorify in the future.
所以在罗马书里面告诉我们，如果我们神拣选我们，我们很有把握，我们一定进天堂。
And so from the book of Romans, it tells us that if God has elected us, then we will have confidence that we will enter paradise.
所以刚才讲到说，谁能抵挡我们呢？谁能如果神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神如果不爱惜自己的儿子给我们，这一切呢，岂不把万物都白白的赐给我们吗？31章32节。
And of course, we see that if God has given us His own Son, He did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all. How will He not also with Him graciously give us all things? That's 8:32.
所以讲到这里的时候，以色列人说，不是啊，以色列人不是神拣拣选了，你看他们不是已经是失去了吗？他们已经跌倒了吗？他们已经犯罪了吗？他们已经离开神了吗？
And up to this stage, some people might ask, that's not true. Look at Israel. Were they not the elect, but yet they sinned and they fell away?
所以保罗在9章、10章、11章要解决以色列人跌倒的这个问题。
And so Romans 9:10-11, Paul is answering the question of how Israel has fallen.
所以在这边我们上两周已经讲到说，这里给我们看到神的拣选，第九章就讲到神怎么样拣选以色列人，他不是说所有的以色列人都是以色列人。
And so in chapter 9, Paul wrote about how God'selection is actually a fact, and not all of Israel is actually Israel.
如果你看罗马书第九章第六节，他说这不是说神的话落空了，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
Chapter 9, verse 6, for it is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel.
我们记得这个亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是以撒，一个以撒玛利。
And we remember that Abraham had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael.
以撒是应许生的。
And Isaac is the son of promise.
所以只有应许生的才是。
And so it is only through the son of promise.
就算从应许生的这个，他也这个生的这个两个孩子是双生的，但是两个其中一个是，另外一个不是，所以这边就看出他神的拣选。
And even through the son of promise, Isaac, when he had twins,One of them was chosen and the other was not, and all this shows God's election.
我们在上前些时候也讲过，你看第九章第九节，他说，因为所应许的话是这样，明年到这个时候，撒拉必生一个儿子，不但是如此，还有利百加，既从一个人，就是我们祖宗以撒怀了孕，双子还没有生下来，三子还没有做出来，要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃是在乎造乎人的主。
And we saw that in chapter 9, verse 9, for this is what the promise said, about this time next year I will return and Sarah shall have a son, and not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our forefather Isaac, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who called. And so we see the fact that there is such a thing as election.
那么拣选呢, 是同一个妈妈, 又是双生, 两个人都还没有生出来, 神拣选一个, 没有拣选一个, 这个完全是神的旨意, 我们完全不是靠我们, 也不是因为我们做什么, 因为他们还没有什么, 什么都还没做。
And they were twins through the same mother, and even before they had done anything, God has already elected.
所以这里给我们看到神的拣选呢, 是全全是神的这个主权的事实。
And so we realize that election is a sovereign fact.
不但是这样, 在14节他讲到说, 这样, 有的人说, 这样很不公平吗? 他都没有做什么, 神就, 是捐献, 所以, 但是神说, 我要怜悯谁, 就要怜悯谁, 我要恩待谁, 就恩待谁, 第十五节。
And so some might ask, they have done nothing as of anything that they have done, then it is God's unfair for choosing one and not choosing the other. And so in verse 15, God says that he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy.
所以保罗在讨论公平不公平的事情, 但是 保罗回答神的话说, 我要怜悯, 他不讲公平, 他讲怜悯, 他讲恩待, 所以这两个就看出神是有主权的恩典, 不是公平不公平的问题。
And so in answering this question about fairness or justice, Paul actually talks about God's mercy and compassion. So it is actually not about the fairness, but rather it is about God's grace.
所以在这边给我们看见呢, 所有的人犯了罪, 那么神拣选一些人呢, 这是完全是神的主权, 也是完全是神的恩典, 他要给谁就给谁。
And so we know that all men have sinned, and when God has elected some and not others, this is actually God's sovereign grace, and he has the right to do it.
保罗知道还是有人不听从。
And Paul knows that some people will still not be convinced.
很多人不相信, 所以不接受, 所以第十九节他说, 这为什么还指这人, 谁能够抗拒他的旨意呢? 然后保罗就说, 你这个人是谁啊? 你怎么可以向神强举? 实际上他告诉他说, 你, 保罗没有回答他的问题, 保罗说, 神有这个权利, 神有这个, 这个能力, 神自己有这个主权, 做这件事情。
And some people refusing to accept this would actually argue, like verse 19, why does he still find fault, or who can resist his will? And instead of answering the question, Paul actually tells these people that this is God's right to do so.
所以老实讲, 我们, 如果靠我们, 我们不会写出这一篇道理, 因为我们要, 我们, 我们要我们的亲人得救, 我们要我们所有的人得救, 但是神有他的主权, 这个叫我们敬畏他, 惧怕他。
And frankly, this cannot have originated from men, because if we were to write the Bible, we want our loved ones to be saved. But no, God writes the Bible to show us his sovereignty so that we should learn to fear him. But God gives us another path, which is to pray. And we know God listens to prayer. We do not know in eternity whom has God chosen.
我们只能够在神面前祷告, 很可能神借着我们的祷告, 使那个人得救, 我们也不知道, 但是无论如何神的道路超越我们的道路, 我们能够只, 只能够尽我们的这个能力, 尽我们的这个义务, 让我们在神面前谦卑的, 靠着祷告, 亲近他, 求主来, 来做工。
We can only come before God to pray. We do not know how in God's eternal plan he has chosen some and not others, and how our prayer would actually work out together with his plan. But we know that he is sovereign. He has every right to choose. What we are supposed to do is to pray.
所以很奇怪的, 第九章讲到拣选, 第十章呢马上讲到人的责任。
And in a very peculiar sense, chapter 9 is about God's election, but immediately following chapter 10 is about man's responsibility.
所以神有拣选, 我们不知道他怎么样操作, 但是他告诉转过来他说, 每一个人呢, 都必须要接受, 要相信耶稣基督, 这个是人的责任。
And we do not know how God's election will work, but Paul turns around and talks about every man's responsibility to be saved, and they must actually accept the gospel.
所以我们在上一周跟大家是想了，人怎么得救呢？第一呢，你必须要明白正确的福音。
And the last time we talked about how to be saved, firstly, the person must have a proper understanding of the gospel.
第十章九节说，你若口里承认耶稣是主，心里相信他从死里复活，就必然得救。
Chapter 10 verse 9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
然后呢, 他在讲说, 不但有正确的福音, 还有正确的传讲。
And not only should there be proper understanding, there should be proper proclamation of the gospel.
然后我们也跟大家思想了, 要有正确的回应, 就是要信靠。 那么他这里讲说, 我们传的有谁信呢? 神整天叫他们招手, 招手, 但是他们没有人要信。
And we also talk about having the proper response to the gospel because God has been calling some and yet they refuse to believe.
所以如果我们看10章21节说, 至于以色列, 神整天向他们招手, 那些悖逆的顶嘴的百姓, 但是没有人要信。
And 10:21 of Israel, he says, all day long I have held up my hands to a disobedient and contrary people.
所以在这里我们就来到第11章。
And so we come to chapter 11.
十一章就说, 神有弃绝他的百姓吗? 这样以色列人有得救吗? 以色列人还有机会吗? 以色列人有前途吗?
Has God rejected his people? Is Israel going to be saved and do they still have a future?
这个答案是, 是的, 将来, 以色列还有前途, 神没有弃绝他的百姓。
And the answer, of course, is yes, God, Israel still has a future because God has not rejected it.
请你看你的圣经11节说, 我且说神弃绝他的百姓吗? 断乎没有, 为什么呢? 因为我也是以色列人, 亚伯拉罕的后裔, 属便雅悯支派的。
And look at your Bibles, 11 verse 1. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means. For I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin.
所以保罗说，没有，你看，我就是一个例子，我是犹太人，我是以色列人，我是亚伯拉罕后裔，我是便雅悯支派，我还在这里，我信了耶稣。
And Paul is using his own life as example. He's using himself and saying that I am proof that because I'm an Israelite and I am now a believer.
第一，这他讲到的是个人的证明；第二呢，他是讲到圣经的证明。
So firstly, he provides personal proof, and next, he gives scriptural proof.
你看第二节，他说神没有弃绝百姓，弃绝他所预先知道的百姓，你们不晓得。经上论到这个以利亚是怎么说呢？他用经上来讲。
And verse 2, God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know what the scripture says? And he is using scripture.
所以他用圣经怎么讲呢？他就讲到说，你们不知道吗？以利亚呢怎么样？在神面前控告以色列人，他说主啊，你杀了他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人，你还要寻他们还要寻诉我的命。那么神怎么回答他说？他说我为自己留下7000人，是未曾向巴利起誓的。
And he quoted scripture, which says of Elijah, how he appeals to God against Israel, Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
所以在这里你看到这个以利亚在这列王记上的时候呢，你看到他去这个耶洗别这个对抗。那么耶洗别因为耶洗别就差军队要来警告他，而且要杀死他，他害怕的时候，他跑到一个深山野岭，然后在那边祷告说主啊，你看他们拆掉你的祭坛，杀掉你的圣家，只剩下我一个。主说不是你，不只是一个。
And this is the account of Elijah in 1 Kings when after confronting Jezebel with her false prophets, Jezebel sent an army against Elijah's life and he fled to the wilderness and there he actually prayed this to God. But God actually says that Elijah is not the only one left, there is still 7,000 men.
他说你不是唯一一个，很多时候呢，我们受苦的时候，我们以为我们只有一个人受苦，我们不知道其实神在全世界还有他的子民。
And very often when we are suffering, we think that we are the only one going through this suffering, but no, God has his people distributed throughout the world.
而且呢，他在全世界，他说有7000人。
And he says that there are 7,000 men.
我们知道这个7000是从哪里来。
We do not know where they come from.
神知道。
But God knows.
而且呢，你要知道，所有以色列人都抵挡神的。
And we know that during that time, all of Israel was against God.
那么这七千人怎么不抵挡神呢？而且为什么他们不向巴利娶妻呢？
And how did these 7,000 men not go against God and did not bow their knee to Baal?
你看第四节，他说神的回话是怎么说的呢？他说我为自己，谁是我？我是神，我为自己留下七千人，是神为他自己留下七千人。不让他们向巴利这个跪拜。
Verse 4, God's reply to him is, I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. God is the one speaking here. I, God, have done this, and God did this for himself.
但是我要你注意到，所有的人都犯罪，但是这个七千人，神允许或者神拣选这个七千人，使他看见这个错误而归向神。
And even though during that time everyone sinned against God, but God elected this 7,000 and enabled them to discern what is wrong and actually turn to God.
所以你会发现在以利这个先知以利亚的时代呢，有七千人。第五节说，如今也是这样，就说现在也是这样。
And so in that time, God preserved 7,000 men. So verse 5 now says.So too, at the present time, there is a remnant.
什么意思呢？意思说神没有弃绝以色列人。第一，保罗就是一个明证。第二，以色列人以利亚时代有七千人，神没有让他们向巴利敬拜，神为自己留下余数。
And so, in this chapter, Paul starts by saying that he is personal proof that God has not forsaken Israel.And secondly, he quotes scripture on the Old Testament, how God kept for himself 7,000. And so now, at the present time, there is also a remnant that God has kept for himself.
然后呢，他就进入了神学的证明。第一呢，我们讲到个人的证明，就是保罗本身。第二，他讲到圣经的证明，他讲到以利亚的时代有七千人。接下来他要讲的就是神学上的证明。
And so firstly, he gives himself as the personal proof.And then he quotes scripture on Elijah's time of how God actually preserved 7,000 people. And now he is going to talk about the theological proof.
所以怎么证明呢？他说你看到吗？这七千人呢，你看第五节，如今也是这样，这照做拣选的恩典，你看到吗？
Verse 5. So too, at the present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace.
你看到吗？拣选的恩典不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典。就说这七千人呢，也不是他们做什么，是神的恩典临到他们，使到他们不向巴利敬拜。
So even that 7,000 men was not because of what they did, but because of God's grace that came upon them, so that they did not bow down to Baal.
所以第六节说，既然是出于恩典，就不在乎行为，所以不是靠他们，是神的恩典临到他们。直到他们懂得神保守他们不向巴利敬拜，这样怎么说呢？第七节说，以色列所求的他没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着。
Verse 6, and because it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace will no longer be grace. What then? Israel failed to obtain what it was seeking. The elect obtained it.
所以你会发现呢，所有的以色列人都犯罪。
So you realize that all Israel sinned.
但是神保守七千人，使到他们看见他们的罪而回转。
But God kept for himself 7,000 men who saw their own sins.
那么这七千人是全部靠神的恩典，不是靠他们自己。
And all of these 7,000 depended on God's grace and not on their own works.
如果是靠他们自己，就不是恩典。这里第六节说。
And verse 6 says, if they had depended on their own works, it would not have been grace.
只有是靠神的恩典，他才能够得拣选，他才能够得救。
But they were saved because of God's grace that elected them.
那么其他的人呢？
So what about the rest?
你看到其余的人呢，顽梗固化，如经上所记，神给他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见，直到今日。
As for the rest, it was that the rest were hardened, as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that will not see and ears that will not hear down to this very day.
那么这些人不信，原因是什么？
Why did these people not believe?
你看到这里的原因是什么吗？
Do you see the reason given here?
神给他们什么？
What did God give them?
神给他们昏迷的心，对吗？
A spirit of stupor.
昏迷的心，你看到吗？
A spirit of stupor.
他看不清楚。
They cannot see.
他听不见。
He cannot hear.
是谁使他们看不清楚、听不见的？
Who caused them not to see and not to hear?
请问圣经说是谁啊？
What does the Bible say? Who was the one?Who did that?
请你看你的圣经是谁、啊、
Look at your Bibles. Who was the culprit?
他说是神对吗？
He says it is God.
这个叫什么你知道吗？
Do you know what this is called?
这个叫审判。
This is called judgment.
如果你看第九节，他的大卫也说，愿他们的筵席变为网罗，变为基建，变为绊脚石，做他们的什么？报应。
And verse 9, David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. Look at this, the retribution.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
意思是说，整个以色列人，如果神没有拣选，全部都没有。
In other words, all of Israel would perish had God not chosen.
神拣选是凭什么呢？
And God's choosing is based on what?
不是凭以色列人做一个人做的比别人好，不是他们都一样犯罪，他们一样需要灭亡，但是神的恩典临到，恩典就是不配，有没有一个人配，神给他，这个叫恩典。
And it is not because one Israelite did better than another, but it is purely because of God's grace. They did not deserve it, and that is purely because God has chosen by His grace to give it to them.
所以那个恩典临到，如果你是基督徒，你是拣选的。
And when the grace comes upon you, if you are a Christian, you are the elect.
那么为什么临到你呢？我告诉你，你不要以为你比别人强，其实你比别人更糟。我相信呢，信主的人是比别人更加糟糕，所以能够信。我告诉你为什么呢？因为这要彰显出神的恩典是何等的大。
And when grace comes upon you, why? Is it because you are better than the rest? No, it is actually because you are worse. And let me tell you, as Christians, we should believe that we are actually the worst, because if that's the truth, then it actually will magnify God's grace more than anything else.
所以我们这些信主的人应该更加谦卑，因为我们不配有。
So believers in the Lord ought to be even more humble because we do not deserve it.
所以在这里呢，你看到神拣选是靠着恩典，是我们不配，他临到我们。所以以色列人有七千人不配，神的恩典临到他，这个是拣选的恩典。所以神的拣选是借着他的恩典，不是那个人配。所以不是公平不公平的问题。
So when we are elected by God, just like how these 7,000were elected, it is not because of what they have done or what we have done, it is simply because of God's grace that He has sovereignly chosen, and so it has nothing to do with our works.
那么其他的人呢？
What about the rest?
你看到吗？神给他们昏迷的心，是神使他们昏迷的心，眼睛不能看见，耳朵不能听见。
It is God who gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that would not see and ears that would not hear.
这个叫做审判。
And this is called judgment.
这是圣经的话。
This is the word of the Bible.
不是我们人想出来的。
Not conceived by men.
如果圣经没有这样写，我也不会这样信。
If the Bible doesn't write this, I will not believe such.
因为这个不可能。
Because it is impossible.
神使他们昏迷。
God gave them a spirit of stupor.
神不要让他们看见。
God doesn't want them to see.
神不要让他们听见。
God doesn't want them to hear.
但是圣经是不是这样写？
But is this not what the Bible writes?
所以你看到他用第九节包大卫的话，他说， 逾越他们的筵席，筵席是一个安全的地方，筵席你能够跟他一起坐席，跟你一起吃饭是你的好友，你的亲戚，能够特别的人才跟你一起吃饭。他说你这个安全的地方就是你的基建，就是你的网罗，就是你的绊脚石。
Let the table become a snare and a trap. The table here is referring to a feast, and having a feast means it's during times of peace and it is safe, and you invite all your friends and your relatives to come together to feast. But the feast itself is a snare and a trap, a stumbling block.
所以你会看到这个拣选这个东西啊，这个观，这个教义啊，这个思想啊，不是人想出来。如果圣经没有写呢，我们是绝对不会这样信。
So you realize that this whole doctrine of election, or this whole concept or idea that God is the one who chooses, is not conceived by men. And if the Bible doesn't talk about this, we cannot even begin to believe.
我们不可能够凭我们的想象说神应该这样做，神应该那样做。你做神的君师，你告诉神应该怎么样做。不是的，我们读神的话语，他的道路高过我们的道路。神如果是这样想，我们不明白，但是我们必须要接受，因为在圣经里面它是这样写的。
There's no way we as men can instruct God on what to do and give him counsel, because his ways are higher than our ways, and we believe this simply because his word says so.
所以有些人问，他说，你讲拣选的道理，如果你的父母没有被拣选，你的孩子没有被拣选，你怎么可以相信？不是我要不要相信，你给我选择，我可以不要相信。但是呢，圣经有讲，你就必须要相信。不是我们靠自己的智慧，是靠神的话。他有讲拣选，我们没有办法。就算你不明白，你还是要接受。
And we talk about this doctrine of election, but some people say, how can you teach a doctrine like that? And are you able to accept it if your parents are not elected and your children are not elected? Yes, of course, if left to ourselves, we cannot accept something like that. But yet, when the Bible says it, we have no choice but to accept it. It is not whether we consider it or not, but it says this and we need to believe it.
这就看出你的反应，就看出你让圣经来教导你，还是你在判断圣经对跟错。
And your response to this will actually show whether you are a student of the Bible or you are a judge of the Bible.
如果是你认为圣经是这样讲，我就不要它，这样可见你是一个审判官，说神错，为什么有这种事情，我就不要信。这可见你在审判神的话，你比神还高。如果你说神的话是这样，我非信不可，因为神的话，但是我还是不明白，我只能够祷告。那个叫做谦卑，那个叫做顺服在神的话语底下。
And if your response is this is what the word of God says, so I do not agree with it and I reject it, then you have made yourself judge of the word of God. But if your response is this is what the word of God says, even though I do not understand it, I will still choose to believe and accept. That shows your humility and you are willing to submit under the word of God.
所以圣经有没有教导拣选的道理呢？
So does the Bible teach the doctrine of election?
是的，圣经有很多经文有教导拣选的道理。我们跟大家一起看过了，以弗所书那边讲说，神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，预定我们得救。
Yes, we have seen this doctrine of election in the book of Ephesians, that God chose us in him before the foundation of the world, and he predestined us.
在使徒行传在13:48也是这么讲的，他说凡预定的就得永生。
And Acts 13:48 says, as many as were appointed to eternal life believe.
这个帖撒罗尼迦后书2:13也讲，他说我们当中呢，因为他从起初拣选了我们。
And 2 Thessalonians 2:13 says, because God has chosen you from the beginning.
所以你会看见呢，弟兄姐妹，我们都是犯罪的，我们都是软弱的，我们靠自己是不可能得救。但是神的恩典临到，他拣选的恩典临到的时候，给我们看见，哎呀，我们真的是一个罪人。所以我们信靠这个信呢，全部是神的恩典，是不是我们自己想出来的？
So brothers and sisters, you realize that there is nothing that we have done which enables us to be saved. And it is because of God's grace that he has predestined us and to become recipients of his grace. And it is not something that we decide.
所以你可以看到这里呢，所有都是靠着是神的恩典临到我们，使到我们能够接受，我们能够相信。
So it is all because God's grace has come upon us, which enables us to believe and enables us to accept.
所以我们要懂得感恩。
So we need to be thankful.
因为甚至我们这个悔改的心，你知道吗？你能够悔改呢，不是你聪明。是神给你悔改的心。
And even the heart of repentance, you must understand, is not because of your own intelligence. It is because God granted it to you that you have a repentant heart.
是吗？悔改不悔改是我的决定，为什么是神给的呢？
And we might say, but to repent or not is my personal decision. Why is that even from God?
请你看提摩太后书第二章。
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
请你打开提摩太后书第二章第二十五节。
Please open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 25.
或是我们从第二十四节这边讲起，因为保罗告诉提摩太，他说主的仆人不可以经政，要温温和和待众人，要善于教导人心，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者什么呢？神给他们悔改的心，可以明白正道。
Let's start from 2 Timothy 2:24. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness, that God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth.
你看到吗？是谁给他们悔改的心？
Look at this. Who is the one giving them repentance?
啊，我刚刚信主的时候。
When I first believed in God.
有人问我，你怎么信主？
People ask me, how do you believe in the Lord?
我说，你看。我看这个，我看过哲学书，我看了科学家的书，我看完之后，我觉得神是对的，我以为我多么聪明。
And my reply was, I considered the science, I considered the philosophy, and after I read the word of God, and I think it is the one that is true. Look at how intelligent I am.
但是你读到圣经的时候，其实不是的，你能够看得懂呢，其实是神给你悔改的心。你记得吕迪亚这个女人吗？她是卖紫色布匹的。他说神开他的眼睛，明白保罗所教导的，他才能够信。
But after I read this, then I realized that no, even the repentance was granted by God. Remember Lydia, the seller of purple? God was the one who opened her eyes to understand the teaching by Paul, and that was how she believed.
所以你看到吗？我们能够信这个拣选的道理呢，完全是圣经的教导，不是我们想出来的。
So do you realize that we can believe in this doctrine of election is because this is what the Bible teaches and not our imagination?
所以在这边保罗告诉我们，神弃绝以色列人。
So Paul here is telling us, did God actually reject Israel?
当然是没有。
The answer is no.
因为他说，你看我是犹太人，我信了。
Because he says, look at me, I'm an Israelite and I believe.
你看圣经里面讲说，神在以利亚的时代留了七千人，这个是他的 remnant， 他遗下来的一些神特别拣选的恩典，有一些人可以信。
And he also talks about during Elijah's time when God preserved a remnant, which is 7,000 men.
然后呢，他说这个就是在神学上面，这个叫做恩典，这个叫做拣选的恩典，其余的呢，神审判他们。给他们报应，使他们看不见，这个是神的主权。
And from theological point of view, that's because God has opened these people's eyes and given them grace. As for the rest, God has actually closed their eyes because God is judging them.
所以你看到呢，我们来到神面前的时候呢，我要劝弟兄姐妹，我们要一起祷告，主啊，开他们的眼睛，主啊，开我们的孩子的眼睛，主啊，开我们家人的眼睛，主啊，你帮助我，我们用什么做都没有用，只有神开他们眼睛，他才能够看见。
So brothers and sisters, I appeal to you that when we come together, we need to pray for our children, we need to pray for our family members, that God open their eyes, because it is not what we do that will save them, but that God have grace upon them.
我们应该在一起，多一点在一起，每一个星期五我们祷告会的时候，在一起祷告祷告祷告，主啊，你开他们的眼睛。我们真的不，你不开，我们真的不能做。
We need to come together more often. Every Friday when we gather for prayer meeting, we need to come and pray that God open their eyes and let them see. Because if God doesn't do this, there is nothing we can do.
让我再给你多几个原因，为什么以色列人将来有前途。
Let me give you a few more reasons why Israel has a future has a future.
让我再给你一些理由，为什么神圣经给我们看见神没有弃绝以色列人。
And let me give you a few more reasons why God has not forsaken Israel.
请你打开创世纪十二章。
Look at Genesis chapter 12.
你看创世纪，大家打开创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12。
啊，这个很重要，我要你看，要用亲自看你的圣经。
I want you to look at your own Bible。
这个创世纪十二章，这里神呼召亚伯拉罕离开他 的地方，他的家。
And this is the account of God calling Abraham to leave his home。
你看十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
他说我必叫你，就是你，就是亚伯拉罕，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，你的名字称为大，你也要叫别人得福，因为为你祝福的我必祝福，我必赐福于地，他咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万国都因你得福。你看到吗？
Genesis 12:2, and I will make of you, Abraham, a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
所以神拣选亚伯拉罕。
So God chose Abraham.
神要亚伯拉罕的名成为大。
And God wants to make his name great.
要成为他大国。
And become a great nation.
然后呢，他要万国，地上万族都因他得福。
And God wants to bless all the families on the earth because of Abraham.
所以我们全世界的国家，包括我们中国人也好，印度人也好，菲律宾人也好，哪里的人好，都因为亚伯拉罕，因为以色列人得福。今天这个应许实现了没有
？And all the nations, whether it is from China or from Philippines or India or wherever, they are supposed to be blessed because of Abraham. And I want to ask you, has this promise been fulfilled today?
让我们再看另外一句经文，就是十三章十四节。
And look at chapter 13, verse 14.
接下来，这个亚伯拉罕跟这个罗德分开之后呢？在十三章第十四节说什么呢？他说罗德离开亚伯兰之后呢，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，把你所看见的 这一切地我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多，人若能数得算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。
And chapter 13, verse 14, the Lord said to Abraham, after the Lord has separated from him, lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northwards and southwards and eastwards and westwards. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring can also be counted.
你看到这边，神应许他人数要多，要应许他那块地，然后呢，他说请问以色列拥有这块地吗？如果你研究的话呢，还没有。
And God promised him numerous descendants and also the land. And we want to ask, has Israel possessed the land today? If we study carefully, the answer is no.
让我们再看第十五章。
Let's look at verse chapter 15.
第十五章第五节。
Chapter 15, verse 5.
同样，神又在重复这个应许。他说：“于是领他到外边，说：你看，你向天观看，数算众星，数得过来吗？”他说：“你的后裔将来也要如此。”亚伯拉罕信神，耶和华就称他为义。
Chapter 15, verse 5. And he brought him outside and said, "Look towards heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them." Then he said to them, "So shall your offspring be." So God was repeating his promise to Abraham.
然后第七节，耶和华就对他说，我是叫你从乌尔出来的耶和华，你现在做什么呢？他说，你拿一只母山羊，一只母牛，这个公绵羊，一斑鸠，阻隔等等，全部拿出来，然后砍成两半，放在前面，放在一半放一边，然后摆出来。
And chapter 15 verse 7.He said to him, I'm the Lord who brought you out from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. And he said to him, bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove and a young pigeon. and cut them in half and laid each half over against the other.
你知道这个是什么意思吗？
Do you know what this means?
如果你研究这个背景呢，这个就是当时候的人立约的时候所做的事情。
And if you study the background, you will know that this was what the people then used to do when they were establishing a covenant.
你看第十七节。
Look at verse 17.
十七节说，日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉，并烧着的火把从这些肉中经过。当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约说，我已经赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到幼发拉底河，就是基尼人、基尼喜人、亚摩利人、赫人、利比喜人、利法因人、亚摩利人、迦南人、格加沙人、耶布斯人之地。
And verse 17, when the sun had gone down, it was dark. Behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between those pieces.On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, To your offspring I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites.
所以这边讲到什么呢？神与亚伯拉罕立约。
And this is, of course, the covenant between God and Abraham.
但是我要你注意看。
当
时的人立约是他把动物分开两半。
In those days when people establish a covenant, they will cut the animals into half.
然后两个立约的人一起走过那些动物。
And both parties establishing the covenant will walk in between this half.
说如果我们不照做我们守的约做，我就像动物这样撇开两半，受咒诅。
And what they are in effect saying is.If we fail to honor the terms of the covenant, then may this happen to us, which is to be cut in half like these animals.
但是我问你一个问题。
But I ask you a question.
亚伯拉罕有没有走过这个动物？
Did Abraham walk in between these pieces?
有还是没有？
Yes or no?
没有。
No.
这样谁走过？
Who walked past?
耶和华神走过，对不对？
Yahweh, God walked past.
所以这个是耶和华向亚伯拉的应许，不是亚伯拉罕向耶和华的应许。
So this was a promise made by God to Abraham, not the other way around.
简单来说，这个是 unconditional， 这个是无条件的应许，就是说，不管你怎么样，我一定把这块地给你。
And to put it simply, this was an unconditional promise. In other words, regardless of what Abraham does, God is going to give him that land.
不管你的后裔信主不信主，将来怎么样。我一定会把这块地给你，而且呢，其实后面还有，你如果在信，你的后裔不信，我会惩罚帮他们回来，我永远不会放弃你们。
And of course, what God is saying is, whether your descendants believe or not, I will give your descendants this land. And in fact, later on, God actually tells Abraham that if his descendants were to disobey, they will be punished. But yet, God will bring them back, and God will definitely give them the land.
请问今天以色列人拥有这块地吗？
May I ask, does Israel possess this land today?
如果我们研究十九、二十、二十一节，这块地很大。
If we study chapter the few verses, we will find that this land is huge.
今天以色列人没有拥有这块地。
Today Israel has not possessed this land.
请问你相信神会遵守他的诺言吗？
And I want to ask you, do you believe that God will keep His promise?
如果神遵守他的诺言，我知道虽然神还没有给他们，将来一定会给他们。
If God will keep His promise, I know even though God has not given to them now, God will give them in the future.
所以这个问题就在这里了。如果你认为神弃绝以色列，就是神毁约了。
And the problem lies here. If you think that God has forsaken Israel, that means God has broken His promise.
因为他是无条件的，不用以色列亚伯拉罕跟他后裔不用做，是神单向的给他的。
Because this is an unconditional promise, and it doesn't depend on what Abraham did or did not do.
所以这么多年来，这两千年来，以色列人呢，不断的等候，抓住神的话语，说神要。重新 restore， 要重新使他回到神的圣殿。这个呢，就是他抓住神的话，所以他能够支撑，能够胜过一切的困难。
And this past 2,000 years, the nation of Israel has held on to this promise that God will not go back on His word, and that's the reason why they can withstand the difficulties.
你知道吗？以色列亡国2000年之后，1948年出现了以色列复国了。
And do you know that after the nation of Israel was destroyed, after 2,000 years in 1948, Israel was restored.
这个是一个奇迹啊！
This is a miracle.
当然，现在那个以色列还没有圣经所讲的这么，不过有一天还是会，所以我们有这个信心，这个是这个一定会实现，因为神的话不能够改变。
Of course, Israel is not like what the Bible speaks of how Israel will be like in the future, but we do know that this will definitely come to pass.
我让你想想这个以色列复国是多么奇怪的事情。
And you should think about how peculiar it was for the nation of Israel to be re-established.
我们想想我们中国人啊。
Think about Chinese.
我们是新加坡的中国人、啊、
We are Singaporean Chinese.
我们离开祖先来到这里，离开这里就不过三代。
And we left China. Our ancestors left China and came here for about three generations.
我问你这些中国这个中华民族就是华人啊，你要不要回去中国再一次复国啊？
And I want to ask you all the Chinese here, do you want to return to China and establish your nation there?
我相信我们没有人要。
I believe none of us wants that.
它有2000年了。
But this is 2000 years.
经过2000年之后，以色列竟然能够复国，这个是根本不可能的。但是圣经在2000年，其实不止2000年，4000年前已经预言这件事情会发生。你说这本圣经奇怪不奇怪？
And this is 2,000 years. It is impossible for a nation that has been destroyed to be reestablished 2,000 years later. And in fact, this was prophesied 4,000 years ago. So don't you think this is a very peculiar?
4,000 年前神的话语，到4,000年后可以应许。
And 4,000 years ago, it was prophesied, and it came to pass 4,000 years later.
所以你要抓住神的话，神的话安定在天。
So you need to hold fast to the word of God because God's word is firmly fixed in the heavens.
神的话一点一话都不废弃。
And God's word will not pass away at all.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，神的话永远立定。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
神有没有弃绝以色列？
Did God forsake Israel?
没有。
No.
因为神的话必然实现。
Because God's word will come to pass.
这个如果神不实现，我们都绝望
了。If God does not keep His promise, then we have all lost hope.
我们今天活在一个谎言的世界里面。
Then we are living in a world of lies.
孩子跟父母撒谎。
Where children lie to parents.
朋友跟朋友撒谎。
And friends lie to friends.
公司里面每个人都是一个活出一个虚假的面目。
And in the company, all your colleagues are actually living a false life.
今天的人对政治领袖完全失去信心。
Today, people have lost faith in politicians.
只有神是永不动摇。
Only God is never changing.
你信不信？
Do you believe that?
我们信。
We believe.
我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you that you have made your promise.In your word, and you have kept your promises, and you will keep your promises. Help us, Lord, that we will have faith in your word, and even though we do not see it happening, but yet you have proven yourself time and again, so let us hold fast to your promises in the future, and as we live this life, may we live this life full of real hope of what will happen in the future.So that we will be able to live our lives according to your word now.